USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed 4 million coronavirus cases for the month of November. There's been an average of more than 170,000 new cases a day as the country has tallied more than 13 million cases since the beginning of the pandemic. November's case total is more than double of last month, with 1.9 million cases recorded in October. Online Black Friday sales hit a new high as the pandemic kept many away from physical stores on the day after Thanksgiving. According to Adobe Analytics, shoppers spent about $9 billion online on Black Friday, breaking the previous record of $7.4 billion set in 2019. Retailers have reported that foot traffic on the day, known as the busiest shopping day of the year, was down by more than half on Friday. Adobe estimates another $10 to $12 billion could be spent on Cyber Monday. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Iran has vowed retaliation over the killing of one of its top nuclear scientists. In a statement, President Hassan Rouhani promised an aggressive response to Friday's assassination. Representative John Garamendi says the U.S. needs to be prepared for Iran's response. The California Democrat tells Fox News Iran may try to retaliate diplomatically.
Right now, obviously, we are and we must be prepared for some sort of retaliation. What it will be, my guess is it will be something that will be pinpointed. It might very well be in the diplomatic area, not in the military area. And so we need to be prepared on all of these.
Iran has blamed Israel for the killing, with backing from the United States. The recount in Wisconsin's most populous county, requested by President Trump's campaign, wrapped up on Friday with a small gain for former Vice President Joe Biden. After the recount in Milwaukee County, Biden had a net gain of 132 votes. The count in Dane County, the other county Trump's campaign requested, is expected to be finished by Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Australian woman known for being a confidence trickster conned herself into another year behind bars. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Hannah Dickinson claimed more than $70,000 in a disability support pension she was not entitled to while conning family friends out of more than $30,000 at the same time. She spent some of the money on trips to Thailand and Hong Kong and funded her use of alcohol and drugs. Dickinson was leading a party lifestyle that included drugs and alcohol in 2013 when she told her family she was gravely ill with a rare form of cancer and she needed money to go overseas for treatment, but that was all a lie. She earned the extra year behind bars trying to use fake documents to get a car loan. Dickinson will face other fraud charges next year. From the East Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The Denver Broncos will find themselves in a unique predicament on Sunday when they take the field against the New Orleans Saints. All three of their eligible quarterbacks on the team, Drew Locke, Brett Rippon, and Blake Bortles, are on the team's reserve COVID-19 list after being deemed a high-risk close contact to backup quarterback Jeff Driscoll. He tested positive for coronavirus on Thursday. The team, however, will not forfeit the game. According to reports, wide receiver Kendall Hinton will start under center. Hinton was a quarterback for the first three seasons of his college career at Wake Forest. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.